Now, the birth of, now the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, and of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting that was. Then the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you are now favored with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you shall call him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has conceived a son in her old age, and is now in the sixth month, and she was considered barren. For with God, nothing is impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the handmaiden of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make a public example of her, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about all these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary your wife, for which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, you shall call him Jesus, and he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done, that it was done in the, so it was fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which translated means "God is with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded to him, and took to him his wife. And it came to pass in those days, that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinus was governing Syria. And so all went to be registered, everyone to their own city. Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For is born to you on this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Christ the Lord. And there will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying for which was told of them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at all the things which had been told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them deep in her heart. Then the shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them.